Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white-collar people trying to crap our size, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die, for us to have our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit, we'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say, we won't be banned in the USA.
Well, Wiggy, I believe, is your MC this morning. His choice, his rejoin choice, because Scott is, I don't know if Scott is banned in the USA, but Scott from Weymouth is banned in
Well, this
in
is
Boston.
His USA, right?
He's banned on the network. Guy is not only banned in Boston, he's banned on every station on the show network. That is it. Forget about it. Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
You know, I put the blame at your feet because, once again, I'll steal Ken's line. Derek, right again. I told you to ban this kid back on the old show, that he's a loser, and you didn't listen.
Yeah.
This is right. Sort of, you know, I wanted to address something with you this week anyway, where I don't know what it is, if it's, you know, the pandemic and Ken's alleged crisis that we're all living or whatever it is, but you've kind of gotten soft. You know, you're softening up.
What do you mean I'm
softening? You're softening up, Hilldog.
Give me an example.
I don't know if it's, you know, Julia moved out. I don't know what it is, but something's happened.
Well, give me an example. Give me an example.
Well, the biggest one most recent would be, you know, Tuca, you know, quits on his team and you're there to rub his back. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But how about when Wiggy rightfully goes after this guy Stevens? And I'll quote you, the future's bright over there. That was you. Now, what's the future look like right now?
Yeah. I mean, I think Brad, I'm going to tell you this. I think Brad Stevens is the right coach for the team. I don't know.
He's been here, 8 years, and he's been to, three Eastern Conference Finals?
Derek,
and
you're forgetting an obvious one. Yeah. Wasn't it so cool when Cam Newton handed the ball to David Andrews to see him spike it?
I'll tell you. Curtis, I was just about to say how, you know, I hadn't even mentioned you and your, you know, Cam jersey all snuggled up on the couch looking like a fanboy. I mean, you've embarrassed yourself this week, I'll tell you that.
Ain't lying, man. No, you were right. He said it on the old show. He said ban Scott, but lifetime ban. Never been done before.
No.
Never been done before. What, is he on the phone now, Curtis?
Yep, groveling.
I can't see this any other way. He said, yes, my mom would love to give you her picks, her locks for the week.
I will actually give you the exact text he sent me last week.
Thank you.
That's pretty amazing.
He said, I just told my mom She's in. Ha. Okay. Gonna be a riot.
Great.
Okay, okay, so.
Great. So then he starts to think about it. Mm. And as Wiggy says,
yep,
gets a little nervous that he's going to lose some of his shine.
Shine it up.
His shine. Yeah?
Oh, my God. Greg, where do I begin? Please tell me I have 2 minutes, please.
This may be the last 2 minutes you ever have on this radio station, so go ahead.
I'll survive. First of all, to Derek the Dope, it's not Derek the Steelers fan, that mother effer who calls up unsolicited and oh, my God, if I see him at an event, I'm going to slap him across the face a little bee.
No, I will.
And if I lose, Greg, and if I lose, I lose. I'll still donate 100 to the Great Hill Foundation
Fund.
He's a little punk.
Okay.
I even hated someone so much. All right, let's get on point. Greg, listen to me, bro. You need to listen. You know I've been calling the show twice a week, almost 5 years.
Yeah,
where's
think
your
about
mom?
That. Everyone listening.
Aware.
Okay, how do I know that? Because I write all my calls down, and I have 5 years of calendars.
You write them down?
So, I do. Wiggy, I listen to all my calls because I want to get better and better.
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
So listen, cool, Wiggy. I love you. You're awesome on air, brother.
Stop kissing everybody. I make the decisions here.
Yeah,
nobody else is going to help you.
Yeah, right. I got no
nobody
say
else
in
is going to. Nobody. You're on an island. You're on an island right now, treading
right.
water.
And I love it.
Treading water. Treading water. And you're about to drown. And the lifeguard, even the lifeguard,
not.
Ken Laird, can't help you.
Right.
Go ahead. What?
So listen,
don't swim.
Greg. Honest to God, me and you, Greg. Listen to me. You need to listen, brother. You're a great host. You have a lot of talent. My mother won't come on. What do you want me to do? Force the phone down her throat?
What do you want me to do? Have her tell me that she doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't even want to do that. Greg, listen.
You're lying.
You're a liar.
You can't talk over me if you want to. What'd you call me?
A liar.
You say I'm a liar? You know what? I'm dumping you. See you later. F off.
Can you play? This is a grown man.
Lifetime ban. He's done.
Well, why'd he do that, man? He's supposed to get even. So what, you call him a liar? He should still say, here's why she doesn't want to come on. Rather, when you just hang up, that means, Danielle, in your words, you're suspect, kid.
You are suspect.
He's a liar.
I'm going based on the previous experience that I have, which is that he said prior to this, during the famous two phone calls back to back, that his mom didn't want to come on. When his mom got on, she was delighted to be on the program. Am I making this up?
Hi, no. Greg. How are you?
Sounds delighted.
She loved it.
Why would he get so upset because you believe he's lying because she can't even come on and say, I don't want to do it. Or she won't even tell Curtis off the air she doesn't want to do it.
No.
That's a little shady there when you hang up and you just like walk away without kind of, you know.
Canceled. He is canceled with a capital C.
He said he wanted, you know, when you kind of cross-examine him.
Lifetime ban.
He has some drinking issues.
Never issued. It's never been issued before. Maybe in the history of radio. I don't know. Has anybody ever issued a lifetime regular caller ban?
I mean, I was banned several times at different stages. I don't remember it well.
The question is whether or not he's able to sneak his way on now.
Mm-hmm. Under a different name? A pseudonym?
Yes, whether he goes to another show first, you know, he kind of fails it out. Can I get by the producers of, you know, maybe he goes to Dale and Keefe?
Actually, yesterday we wanted to ban Brian O'Halloran, which I thought was rude.
Man, I wanted to hear his rebuttal. That's it? She didn't want to do it, and that's it? You hang up the phone?
A texter says, think about how much money he's going to save on ink filling out his calendar with his phone calls to the radio station.
I have a lot of friends.
Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
What's up, Chad?
That just put a nail in the coffin why he should be banned forever. And anybody that doesn't mistake his voice, I mean, it's like diarrhea of the mouth every time he talks.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous. You can't let him on the show anymore. I've been listening to the show for years, and he just makes it so much worse every time he comes on. He's an idiot. And he's going to donate $100 to the Greg Hill Foundation if he beats up, if he wins the fight. Who is he going to get the $100 from? Probably his mother, because he doesn't have any, because he's a freaking loser. He doesn't have a job.
Let me tell you.
He wants to beat up Derek. I would love to see him and Derek fight. I bet Derek would lay him out. He'd be crying for his mom.
Derek is a hardo, high school football coach.
Yeah.
Nobody beats them in a street fight. No.
He'd do it for
charity.
So I
wouldn't have a chance then. The guy would lay him out. He'd be no chance.
I'd
love to see it. You gotta instead of the Jeopardy competition between them two, you gotta have some kind of fist fight. Have LB be the referee. That'd be great.
I like that. You know, now that I'm training and everybody fights, they have a boxing gym in there. You can do a nice charity for the Greg Hill Foundation. And you know, I would pay to see Derek the Steelers fan versus Scott from Weymouth.
Hey, this might be the best text of the week. Scott just quit after he was fired. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yep. Right. Can't fire me. I quit.
He tried to hit. He tried to hit a quick. I'm dumping you before you can dump him.
You can't fire me. I quit.
That's it.
And not only did I fire him, but I banned him for life. And he still owes me. What does he owe me, Danielle? $160 or something?
I think so. It's a running tab.
He keeps double or nothing-ing when it comes to his bets.
Well, hold on to that. That's an IOU.
Changing subjects.
And think See about how many people miss out because he didn't want to share the sunshine with his moms for picking bets that she was going to, you know.
How simple would it be? She's on for 2 minutes, three picks that he gives her, whatever. Right. Boom. Nice little, they tie it up in a bow, nice little radio segment.
Yeah, I own a condo.
Mm-hmm. She owns the condo. By the way, Scott, very similar, a 774 texter pointing out he has the Brett Kavanaugh calendar of his life that is available at all times.
This morning was a definite boof.
That was so odd when Kavanaugh was able to produce the calendar of what happened when he was like 15.
Just keep track of it.
Do some people write everything down in calendars and everything like that?
Do they?
Yep.
Wow.
People who are messed up.
I don't know if it's boofed or boofed. How do you pronounce that?
I remember things. We were 16.
I remember things better if they write them down in an actual calendar. I put it in my phone, I forget about it. Like, I'll get the alert, which is good, but if I write something down, then I'll remember it.
But who writes on a calendar now? Who even has a calendar?
My mother.
Right,
that's
besides
who.
People that are over 70 hanging on their refrigerator. Yeah, I don't even remember the last time I seen a calendar.
Greg, the top text is so perfect.
What?
Scott hangs out at dog parks, and he doesn't own a dog. That is exactly who he
suspect.
Is.
Suspect.
So now, you know what ends up happening. Well,
I like this text. It's like the scene in Bronx Tale when Chaz Palminteri's character says the $20 is worth never having to see him again.
Yep.
I know, $160
basically
is worth
20,
it.
He paid him $20 to never see him again. But you know what ends up happening now? Is it seems like he's a little sensitive. I don't know him, but just from listening,
you think?
Now he becomes the brunt of all the jokes, and he can never get any airtime. To say
he can't even stand up for himself.
Right? Greg, I'm done with this call. Let's go to commercial.
Danielle, Kramer and Jerry were banned from the fruit store for life.
Yeah, they were because they tried to return mealy fruit.
I thought he was. Oh, who was banned from the soup? From
George.
No soup for you.
George. You want bread? $3.
And he tried to sneak in. Oh, yeah. Try to have somebody else get
the
soup.
We had the soup Nazi in on the old show in studio.
No soup for you. Here's an interesting twist. What if his mom actually said that she didn't want to go on? Now she's being yelled at because that led to a lifetime ban.
That is true.
No chance. She loved being on the first time.
She did. She really did.
That's like Roger Clemens blaming his wife for the steroids.
And Greg, you know him better than anybody else. Think about this. He just told us he writes down in his calendar.
Every time he's on
the show? Twice a week he comes on for 5 years. And Curtis says he calls other shows. Think about how painful it's going to be for him not to be able to call in or know that he can't. How long before he tries to figure out what angle to get back on the air? I wouldn't be surprised if you get a call one day, Scott from Weymouth's mom's is on the line, and he's using her to get back on the phone.
Let me straighten out a couple things.
It's such a big call, she's plural.
Let's see. Obscure reference, Norma Ray. Oh, yeah, Norma Ray stormed out of the factory or whatever, didn't she? Danielle, was George also banned from the Calzone place?
Calzone place.
No, that was Kramer.
No, what had happened was he had, was that where he tried to take his tip back because they didn't see it?
I thought that was the one where Kramer...
When he put the clothes in the oven?
Yeah, and he wanted... And then he had all the change. And so he had George go in there, I think, buy calzones for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now all he has is a calendar where he can go back and remember his calls.
No, this is the day it ended.
I bet you any amount of money he's going to try. He's like a crackhead who's going to need his fix of crack, of being on the radio, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get back on the
air. Bye, Felicia.
I'll tell you one thing.
He's somebody, can I borrow y'all VCR?
He's somebody else's problem now.
And you allow me to talk or not, Greg?
Wiping my hands of that issue.
Well, he's not.
Remember back in grade school when you, back in the day when they taught cursive or you did well, and each student had a little thing at the top of the class when you could celebrate individual accomplishments and you'd get the gold star for various things. Do you think Scott puts like one of those old school stationery store gold stars on days where he had exceptional calls?
He probably grades them.
Yeah, he's like, August 13th was a banner day.
That was a 5.5. All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Cam Newton joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of Kellogg's, Eggo waffles, or pancakes for just 97 cents. Limit 2 per customer when you activate the digital coupon. Celtics comeback begins Saturday night in prime time. Down 0-2. This will be a magical return. They'll have an extra 3-day layoff between games 3 and 4, Greg. And they'll get Gordon Hayward back, and they'll come back in this series with added firepower. They're outgunned right now.
So you're going to count on a guy who hasn't played in, a month and a half, 2 months?
But, I mean, that is back-to-back significant leads that they have blown in these games.
Yes. It's the fourth in the playoffs of double digits they've blown, two in the Toronto series.
The worst thing that you could do right now is bring Gordon Hayward back.
What?
You think that's the worst thing?
Yes, because
What about mixing it up? What about changing? What about changing the chemistry and the vibe?
That could happen. But here's what we know with this team: is in disarray. There's already issues in that locker room if they're yelling and screaming and throwing things. So
what do you expect them to be happy after that?
No.
What do you think Marcus Smart was pissed about?
The post-game meal spread.
No. What do you think it was?
I mean, he probably just dumped play in the last 4 minutes.
Is he pissed that they're throwing threes up? I mean,
the same thing.
They were 0 for 11 at one point in the fourth quarter when it came to threes. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think he was enraged about?
Well, one of the things that whoever it was heard him said was like y'all are on this BS.
They're on this BS?
Yeah, like they're on this bullish.
Yeah.
Yes, so, he knows what PS is. Thank you, Wiki.
Oh, okay. So, no, I didn't know. I didn't know if he knew what I was trying to get at. You know, he doesn't speak Cam and I.
He doesn't know the on this part.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it's like he's in there saying, you know, because he's one of the leaders of the team that you ain't playing the way you should, and I'm playing good, and we should be winning these games. See, I think there's problems in that locker room. If you bring back Gordon Hayward, now you're messing with guys that are playing well who have to now take a back seat.
But you're not going to beat that team when you have 20 turnovers. And at key fourth quarter moments.
Seven in the third quarter alone. That was a crushing quarter.
But I love this line from Ken, though, where she's like, well, did you want them to be happy? Well, there's a big difference between being happy you lose and being a child and throwing things in a locker room.
Well, Kemba Walker said nothing happened. Here's Kemba talking about the postgame.
Kemba, with things getting kind of emotional after the game, what do you kind of have to do as a leader to make sure things don't go the wrong way and you kind of keep everyone together and bring everyone together?
It won't. And nothing happened in the locker room. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. You know, we'll be fine.
Come on.
We'll be fine.
There you go.
Butler is so good on both sides of the ball.
Oh,
I mean, so good.
He's like the quiet superstar.
He is. So many key steals in that game last night.
Greg, but
like three or four of them.
Yep.
Isn't that the number one, when somebody says there's nothing going on, what do you mean in the locker room? What's going on?
Yeah.
Isn't like that the number one thing that there is something going on?
Yeah.
It's the tell.
All right. Well, I mean, I think honestly, if it wasn't the bubble, then if you had a couple opportunities to be at home in front of the crowd at the Garden, then maybe. But I think they're finished.
Nope.
I think they're done.
The Celtics are 3-point favorites somehow tomorrow night.
Well, Okay.
New leader at the U.S. Open, Thomas Pieters, or Pieters. I'm not sure how to pronounce the German's name. 6-under, 2-under today. He's taking the lead on Justin Thomas, who's yet to tee off.
Paired.
It's Ayabaiju.
There you go. Cleveland Browns 35, Bengals 30 last night on Thursday Night Football. Don't miss Wiggy, 9 a.m. Sunday morning, NFL Sunday with Keith, with Foyer, getting you ready for all the football.
It's an award-winning show.
First caller, 9 a.m. Sunday morning, and I'm not sure Wiggy is up to the task. It's probably going to be Scott from
Wayman. No, Scott is
using a different name.
Scott just won't come to ready. Our show. You know where he goes? To, like, Brian Barrett.
Well,
somebody.
Just be ready.
No, he won't come
ready.
There.
College football Saturday, Boston College, 11:30 pregame. We'll have it on 93.7, BC Duke, and the postgame with me and Fitzy. Don't miss that. Red Sox tonight, 7:30 on the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And Tampa's in the Cup Final. They cleaned out the Islanders. Feel any better about that Hillman Bruins loss to Tampa, who's going to face Dallas
now? I think
so.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you guys.
And I'm excited.
Derek is right. You're so soft. Yeah, I feel good. Tampa's there. Yeah. Okay. You lost the Bruins loss. Man, you are so soft.
I'm excited for the people of Tampa because at least one of their teams will have the chance to win a championship this year.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, Tom, there's been a lot of talk this week about Bruce Arians kind of being blunt in his criticism of you, and specifically in the two interceptions. How is that for you? I think there's a perception that you haven't taken a lot of criticism from your coaches before. I don't think this is something that surprised you this week, is it?
Oh, so what's the question?
Yeah, just whether you were surprised at all to hear Bruce speaking publicly about the picks and being critical of you as he was.
He's a coach, so, I'm a player. Just trying to win a game.
Worry just will not seem to leave my mind alone. Well, I've been saved by woman.
Ken, I might have suggested Huey Lewis and Trouble in Paradise as the rejoin, but
that's painful to hear.
It really is.
That is painful. Brady sounds like, doesn't it sound like he's
Julia Roberts from Notting Hill.
Doesn't it sound like he's talking about Belichick when we've heard him in the past of like their relationship? I'm the player. I mean, what was last year? I'm just an employee. Now he goes to Tampa where we all expected him to kind of be, lay out the red carpet. Man, we got the GOAT here. We putting them up. We
designing the offense, picking the players.
Right. Hey, Brady, you got any ideas on how we can, renovate the stadium?
Finally with an offensive-minded coach for the first time in his career.
Letting him do what he wants to do. And now he's just, I'm a player. He's a coach.
That's what it is.
Does that sound, and I know it's hard for you.
It's very difficult.
You love the man.
I'm torn. I told you, I'm in a trouble.
So does Curtis. Does that sound like regret in his voice?
Yeah, it sounds like, at least with Bill, I knew what the rest of the team was, and I knew how he ran things here. This is what Brady's saying in his mind. And I know that we're going to be a championship contender. With him, he's like, I feel like he's like, oh, man.
I didn't know how bad it was.
Right.
Organizationally, I didn't realize.
I mean, this is exactly, we have a video. This is exactly what it sounded like yesterday.
I'm also just a girl. Standing in front of a boy. Asking him to love her.
I mean, that was it.
It was better in Deadpool.
It was good in Deadpool.
This is Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hi, guys. How's everyone doing today? Danielle, I hope you feel better.
Thank you
sound
darling.
A little poopy.
Oh, I feel a little poopy.
Great rapper. DJ.
Odell loves that.
listen, I'm one of these ones that, I want to see Tom Brady do well, but, I think one of the character flaws, I guess, for lack of a better word, that he's had in the past is I think he's a little bit naive sometimes. And, the old adage of, be careful what you wish for, and the grass isn't always greener in someone else's backyard.
Yeah.
He may be experiencing some of that right now, but I do want to see him do well. And, Wiggy, I'm right on board with you with regard to the Celtics and as it relates to Brad Stevens. I think he's, he's a little bit over his head sometimes, and I think I saw a little bit of that, too, with Bruce Cassidy during the Bruins' so-called playoff run, where, you know, they either are not as smart as the other coaches, or they try to outsmart themselves or the other coaches, and it doesn't work. And honestly, when you cough up the ball 20 times and it leads to 26 points, I'm no math genius, but you really don't deserve to win the game. And with regard to Scott, Greg, I think that's all on you. You've enabled this gentleman to kind of feel like he's empowered and be part of your prior show and now this show.
Yeah.
And now you might have to, you know, live with what you've sowed
as it relates to this guy. Yes, you created a monster.
Yeah, you created the monster. Uh-huh. He's a train wreck, but it's one of those, like, entertaining train wrecks, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you can't look away.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's all your fault.
I'll take some of that. Here's a text, Wiggy, that says, how did Tom Brady not realize how bad the Buccaneers were as an organization?
Because it's difficult. The organization over the years hasn't been very good, but you think maybe the coach changes the culture. And Bruce Arians has only been there, what, this is his second year there? So you can't really tie Bruce Arians to the culture of what the Bucs were. See, here's what.
And wait, quickly. The GM of the Bucs is Jason Light. He was a part of the Patriots front office for years. So, I mean, I think Brady spoke with him, and Jason assured him that they are doing something similar to what they were creating with the Patriots, is my guess.
But it takes a long time, and it may never be possible to create the culture that has existed here.
What about culture? It's Brady's fault. He threw a terrible pick six. Maybe he's the problem. Maybe the Bucs are not the problem. Maybe it's his attitude that was terrible here last year and still stays terrible. Where's the criticism for him? I mean, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, there's no criticism for Brady. We really need some of that this week. The whole
Well, that's
country.
A crappy attitude. You've been there 1 week, and now you're clamming up? I mean, just you can't take it? You threw a terrible pick. The coach says it as it is, and you can't even handle it.
The coach didn't say it like it is. He was wrong.
He was right, and just he only backpedaled the one because Brady complained.
What did he say? Coach is doing what coach should be doing, and is calling me out on a dumb mistake.
Yeah, but you can't call a guy out right after the game when you don't, because you don't know how how the coverage really played out. That's why you got to evaluate the film.
Come on. The guy's been coaching since 1975. You don't think he knows what went wrong on the pick by the end of the game?
Why would he say that it was Brady's fault when we clearly knew that Mike Evans ran the wrong route? And even after the play, Curtis brings up a great point that we're overlooking. When Mike Evans, after the play, tapped on his chest like, Brady, that was my fault. Mm-hmm. So how does the coach not know? Let me watch the film. Unless it's so blatant, let me watch the film. The second one I give him on the pick six, because it's a screen called and Brady decides to do his own thing.
Okay, I'm with you. So what you're saying, I mean, can we acknowledge that the what question answer is, that's somebody who's not happy. That's somebody who's miserable.
That
correct?
Is. He is miserable.
And you're saying he's miserable because of Arians.
Yes. Here's what happened. He was dating married to a beautiful woman for 20 years, and Bill Belichick.
She was kind of a pain in the ass.
Kind of a pain in the ass, but she was beautiful. Maybe some of the things that were going on in the relationship you really didn't like, and you're thinking like, all right, I can deal with this because, you know, she's so beautiful. We work well together. And then it gets to a point where it's not working in your mind, and you go, you know what? Ooh. I'm at the smoke show. I'm talking fine as can be. You know what I mean? When you look at it, you like, damn, dog, who's that? Then you get down there, you driving around the car with her, and people start coming up at you and be like, hey, you know she's a TB, right? And he's like, what? What you mean a TB? You know she's a trash bucket. She's been with everybody.
You're calling that offense a trash bucket.
No, I'm calling.
They are loaded, and you said so for once.
No, I'm calling the way Bruce Arians does it. So he might look on. He might look good to everybody else, but when you find out who she really is, she's the big, you know,
so
she's been passed around in the neighborhood and nobody likes her.
Hey, Tom, there's been a lot of talk this week about Bruce Arians kind of being blunt in his criticism of you, and specifically in the two interceptions. How is that for you? I think there's a perception that you haven't taken a lot of criticism from your coaches before. I don't think this is something that surprised you this week, is it?
So what's the question?
Yeah, just whether you were surprised at all to hear Bruce speaking publicly about the picks.
You know, I'm a player. Just trying to win a game.
I mean, what a baby.
Thanks, wow. Tommy Tantrum.
Give him nothing.
Tommy Tantrum. So according to
Who
Wiggy,
answers a question like that? What's the question?
That's someone stalling for time.
Is this Ken asking someone who answers a question like that while defending Bill Belichick, who has made a career of answering questions like that?
But Brady's changed. I mean, he just totally has changed.
Okay,
he didn't realize because he didn't know that Bruce Arians was the, you know, she was the local hoe, and now all of a sudden he married.
We understand the analogy.
Well, that's why
it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
And that's why he's regretting it now. Like, damn, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, and he should have never went to Tampa. I understand it, but now he's starting to see if you're throwing me under the bus in week one.
What's the rest of the season going to be like?
Absolute disaster.
Right. Man.
It is a dumpster fire right now.
That whole question and answer part could best be responded to with the Belichick orange juice gif.
Or the Subway gif.
Yeah. That, I mean, that embodies it perfectly right there.
And one thing,
I mean, I feel bad because I think, you know, I agree with what you're saying. I think it was they had both grown tired of the relationship, right? That's obvious. So he's looking at it like, hey, I'm going down here. I'm Tom Brady.
Yep.
As you said, they're going to roll the red carpet out. I'm going to be the savior of the organization.
Right.
And week one, he's not the goat. He's like the, you know, he's the donkey. He's the guy that Arians is calling out.
Right. For something he didn't even do wrong. When you think about it, it's one thing to get called out for a mistake that you made. But when you're getting called out for something that you were right on.
I mean, Wiggy, the pick six lost the game. That's 14
right,
points.
But the pick six came after the first interception, right? So when you, Brady's probably not upset about the pick six. He's more upset about the fact that Bruce Arians said Mike ran it right and read the coverage right.
Yes.
You're that thin-skinned? You can't get over that? I mean, God.
It's not thin-skinned. It's a gratuitous shot right after the game to try and show the media
right,
that you're
apologized.
A tough guy.
So
does he sound like he's over it?
Nope.
Does he sound like he's on to Carolina?
Nope.
Not even a little
you
bit.
You know what it's
Greg, if your first week here, there was a crappy show, and downstairs Joe went to the Boston Globe and said, yeah, Greg's just not fitting in with our system very well. When you were asked to come in and change the system,
right.
You'd be enraged.
System. He critiqued a play, segment of the show.
I don't read I don't read the Globe, so I wouldn't have seen it.
And Curtis, it would be like Joe critiquing a segment of the show and blaming it on you when it wasn't your fault. And then going to the Globe and going, oh, yeah, Greg shouldn't have did that. That's what Bruce Arians did to Brady. He blamed something on him.
Yeah, I'm okay with him being upset about the way that was handled. But you have to question whether he is regretting his decision.
Of course he is.
And you think he is.
Of course he is. Now he's starting to see Bruce Arians' true colors and who he is. Oh, because now he didn't know, but now everybody's like, oh, this is how Bruce Arians is. Well, this is why Bruce Arians probably never gets along with his quarterbacks, because he's throwing them under the bus for stuff that they shouldn't be. He should have been going, listen, that wasn't Brady's fault. Mike Evans ran the wrong route.
This texter wants to know, how is it being critical if Arians is just essentially calling out what happened?
But
it's not what happened, first of all. And it was a clearly calculated decision by Bruce Arians after that game to make himself and the biggest audience look like he's the alpha. He's in charge. This is my team. Brady plays for me, not the other way around.
Right, right.
God forbid he's an NFL head coach who wants to be the
alpha. It's the fact, and Curtis, I'm spot on, brother. I'm jumping in the cab with you. Bruce Arians is like, yeah, everybody knows he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but I'm Bruce Arians. I'm the coach here. I've had Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, blah, 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 and I've chewed all their asses out, and Brady's no different.
But yet, Brad Stevens, you want him to be tougher.
This texter is correct. He's no longer the goat. He's the scapegoat. That's what he is.
Stop trying to compare him to Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens has been here for 8 years, and
You complain that he's not tough enough.
Would you be upset with Brad Stevens for calling out Michael Jordan for doing something that wasn't
his fault?
Not
doing the pick and roll right.
Yeah.
Only Jordan would have quit after 1 week.
Coming up on Monday, Cam Newton will be on this show. Boomer Esiason will be on this show at 7. So it is a Patriots Monday. I hope you'll be here for that, whether you're listening on the radio or you're streaming us with the radio.com app or on WEEI.com. Patriots Monday, we will be here at 6.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Was it a similar thing that happened down the stretch after you guys got back up 5 late in the fourth?
I mean, I thought that once we did that, we were really playing pretty well. Dragic hit the 2 hard contested shots over Tice. One of them at the very end of the shot clock where he threw it in. The turnovers obviously hurt, but we did a lot of good things in the last 7 minutes. We just, shot ourselves in the foot in third.
That's Brad Stevens. By the way, this is how old I am. Ken was telling me during the break that this weekend, Blizzard of Oz, that album, turns 40 years old.
Isn't that incredible?
40 years old? Lord.
One of the great metal albums ever.
And you can't jinx. I'm not worried
about.
Is that a
Black Sabbath thing?
No, that's Ozzy solo.
Wow,
he of course you would like 40, Black Sabbath.
You can't. By the way, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about the Hillman jinx when it comes to Ozzy because he has survived everything. I mean, he's
how old is he?
Ozzy?
Yeah,
Danielle. How old
he's
is he?
71.
During the break.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. During the break when Ken told Greg that this was the anniversary, I thought he said the Wizard of Oz.
So when was he in Black Sabbath? Was he young? He must have been really young.
He was young.
And then he went to the solo career.
He had a really successful solo career.
Man.
And then he went back to Black Sabbath for a while, if I remember correctly.
Now he hosts Mud at Night.
So, I mean, listen, that was... whether it was Scal who was saying it or others, that was a must win last night, and they did not win. And then it ends with some kind of scuffle in the locker room, internal scuffle in the locker room.
No, this was just good things. This was just people being caring about their teammates. It was a good thing.
The player's like, what's going on in the locker room? I didn't hear anything.
I know that I'm guaranteeing that Rich is going to be really upset about this come 10 o'clock and is probably going to say the same thing, which is that you can't blow these games. You cannot blow 15, 14, 12-point leads.
You know the worst play of the whole thing? End of the third quarter, Tatum takes this terrible drive. It gets called for an offensive foul. It was the 7th turnover of the quarter. They had a chance to grind it out for the last shot. They were down 5. Instead, they're down 7 because Dragic comes down and hits a layup. But that swing there was infuriating from your star player.
Right.
And what changes? Like moving forward, because I don't think they win this series. So there's another Eastern Conference Finals that Brad Stevens was able to get this team to, and he's your coach.
Able to close. They're not. They're not able to.
But what I'm saying is he's your coach because they gave him an extension. If the Celtics would have did what was right, and Danny would have said, let's just wait like everybody wants to do with Cam Newton. Let's wait till after the season. If they lose this Eastern Conference Finals, aren't we talking about maybe it's time for the Celtics to find a new guy?
Who do you want? Who's better?
Yesterday on this show, Scal told us that if Brad Stevens were a free agent, that all 29 other teams would be waiting in line
correct.
To hire him.
Yes.
I can tell you one team that wouldn't. It's a team they're facing. Eric Spoelstra is a better coach than Brad Stevens.
He is in the series, yes.
And
is.
You know, Scal gets really sensitive when you point out that they have a uniquely honkish show, which is true. But the Celtics fans and media are blinded by the green-colored glasses. It's incredible.
They can't
to me.
Be now because, I mean, especially in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to come back from 2-0 in the bubble.
Right, and Scal told us yesterday it's like being down 3-0.
Yeah, it is. It's do or die Saturday night.
But again, it was do or die last night. They took out Milwaukee in 5 games.
Right.
Milwaukee beat you last year in 5 games. Which roster would you rather have here?
I mean, God.
Miami's
don't
on
go
a roll.
Down
they're
this
10-1
road.
In the playoffs.
Don't even go down this road because there's no...
Butler's a better superstar right now than Tatum.
There's nobody out there.
I think he is. I think he might be.
Adebayo and Dragic are incredible.
Listen, Tatum is going to be better. There's nobody who doesn't.
Now you're really getting soft. Now you completely went soft. Now all of a sudden, I heard Rich Keefe on this show, and I heard many a people say that Jason Tatum is a top 10 player. Now people are saying Jimmy Butler's better than him?
Well, what are you watching with your eyes? I mean, did Tatum play like a top 10 player last night?
No, he didn't play like a top 10 player. But
yes, he did.
But
both sides of the ball, by the way.
No. He's talking about Tatum. Yeah, he just said, is Tatum a top 10 player?
Right. He didn't play like a top 10 player last night.
That's
why I said no. But to now all of a sudden go, Jimmy Butler is better than Tatum. When you look at these teams on paper before the series started, before the season started, before they went to the bubble, whenever it was, no one would have said that the Miami Heat were better than the Celtics. Now all of a sudden you're going, well, they got a better roster.
That's why they play. You know, what are you seeing, Wiggy?
But that's the point that the Celtics fans are they're contradicting themselves, because before this series you were laughed at if you said the Celtics were going to lose. Now the Celtics are losing and they're saying, well, it's pretty clear that the Heat have better talent. Like, you can't change that based on two games.
This is Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I just I hate to sound like I'm always calling off killing Brad Stevens, but first off, I got to say, I think I love what Marcus Smart did last night. And Wiggy, you're going to agree with me here, I think. I think it's a sign that Stevens doesn't really have control of this team. Smart flipping out in the locker room after the game like that.
Right.
And I'm going to kind of pander a little bit on my own and kind of try to take a guess of what it was about. But coming from a player like Marcus Smart, I would have to assume it's about the intangibles and people not focusing and doing the little things to close out these games and close out quarters. And I really think it's about Jason Tatum. Like, it's not about scoring and all these things. And when a guy with Marcus Smart is flipping out in the locker room, I don't think it's about score. I don't think it's about shooting.
I think you're right. It's about being physical.
Exactly. It's about doing whatever you got to do, the little things to get it done, which Marcus does every game, and he continues to do it. But where are the superstars? We don't need Kemba and Tatum to win us games by shooting. We need them to do some other things. Clearly, shooting isn't getting it done. So that's just all I got to say.
Here's what we did, right? We criticized this guy last year for saying that he doesn't feel like Brad Stevens is that great of a coach. Somebody who was in that locker room and Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving.
It sounds delicious.
9 a.m. Cheez-Its.
All it was Droplets that were
trying to nail spit.
Winking the way out.
Can we all agree that Kyle was right, though? The caller Kyle just there, that a great coach, a coach that commands the locker room, does not have players do that.
Right.
Throwing chairs around at the end of the, yeah.
And then, and didn't Kyrie Irving say that he questioned Brad Stevens about how he leads? Wasn't that one of the things that he, and everybody, you know, hey, Kyrie is what he is, but now there's no Kyrie and you're still running into problems. What's that tell you?
What about Ainge? I mean, Wiggy, you said at the trade deadline they should have added something. Yeah. Instead, they didn't. Enes Kanter got totally abused in the third quarter.
But he had a great tweet.
They couldn't defend a pick and roll.
Here's Kent. Here's what I will say about this, because I do agree with you on this. There are four people in this town that are overrated and are untouchable and haven't done anything. Or they haven't done much. One, Brad Stevens and Bruce Cassidy, 1 and 2. And then Danny Ainge and Cam Neely. When you look at what they've done with these type of rosters and organizations, to think that Danny Ainge has been here for, what, 20 years? How long has he been here now?
Cam Neely won a Stanley Cup and got to two other finals.
You won one NBA championship and you won
You're not going to besmirch the name of Cam Neely.
Cam Neely's done a good job?
On this program, yes, I do.
But, Greg, if the Red Sox management team and ownership gets killed
right
in this town, they've won four World Series championships. Danny Ainge started in 2003. We're now in 2020, going on 2021. He's won once.
And Cam Neely's won once.
He's talked about, they're both talked about, like legendary Boston sports, you know, executives.
They talked about like Red Auerbach, Bill Belichick.
Theo.
And Curtis is right. When you think about the Red Sox, people destroy them. They dump all over the Red Sox, and they've won four World Series. And your Bruins and Celtics, Cam Neely and Danny Ainge, the only reason why they get passes is because they played for the organization, and they were great players when they played, and we loved them as players.
I mean, to borrow Derek's word, I think the Celtics last night and at times look soft, and Miami doesn't. I mean, you look
so
at
that. So whose fault is that? Who instills toughness?
It's, first of all, it's the players' fault. But yes, I think you can hold Brad Stevens accountable.
And you can hold Cam Neely accountable.
I don't know how you're not up. I don't know how you're not up for the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, that play that we were talking about earlier, where Butler stole the ball there. Was that over? Who did he knock over? Kemba? He's like knocking Kemba
over. On the
over.
Inbounds play?
Yeah.
They're looking for Jaylen Brown, I think.
Okay, so he's crawling over him, mm-hmm. knocking him over, crawling over him, and grabbing the ball and going down.
And so that's probably.
They don't want it. They don't want it.
When you have soft players, or, and I don't want to say the players are soft, but when you have this soft mentality, or we're questioning their toughness, or. Who do we blame? Do we blame the players? Do we blame the coach? Or do we blame the people who bring these guys in?
You can blame. I don't think it's a personnel issue.
Well, if you're telling me, what was the number one thing with the Bruins this year? They're not physical enough.
One thing with the Bruins this year was Tuca leaving.
You said that was fine.
Because it was for a family issue.
Let's put Tuca up there. But I also heard that the Bruins weren't tough enough. Isn't it Cam Neely's job to make sure you bring in the right people that make this organization tough?
Yes.
So when you look at those two guys, there's no way that you can pander and say they've done a good job when they both of them have won one championship apiece.
You combine Neely and Ainge, and you get half as many titles as the Red Sox.
Right. And they have more talent.
It's hard. Isn't it harder to rebuild in the NBA?
But they're not rebuilding. When you think of the talent this team has had.
All right. I got you. We're up against the clock.
I'm right.
I will say that I think the other issue is in the bubble, that there's, once you're down, there's guys want to get out of there. I mean, it's a completely different season, and it's, what?
Derek was right, man.
I'm soft.
You're giving them.
Giving them a pass on that. I'm just saying it's reality.
So shouldn't the coach be like, hey, fellas, we're in the bubble like everybody else?
Yes, they should. All right, are we getting to, no. Okay, coming up, we'll get to what is trending.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.